Hi, I'm Jimmy, and we're in a tremendous, tremulous moment in history. The theme seems to be that of complete solidarity for our fellow human beings, realizing that what seemed important and necessary is anything but. We've been told things supposedly true that have been found blatantly false. We come out on the other side. I'm recording this a few weeks ago, and am on my isolation trip across the United States. At this time, I've come to appreciate a few of the very fine things in life. I'd like to share these, at least some, with you, as inspiration for you to take account of your blessings in a show of humble gratitude. So let's get started. The first one that comes to mind is I get to know myself. The diet that works best for me, the sleep habits that make me feel energized in the morning, and the best things to include in life. The things that actually bring me contentment and bring me recuperation. And I find out what I can do without, like a ship letting go of an extra anchor that was holding it back. The second item that I'd like to express some gratitude for is I get to know others. I get to know friends and how they're handling all of this, how they're growing and blooming. And sadly, how they survive. And maybe I can lend a hand too. I get to see the projects others are working on. And I get to appreciate the health of those I really do care about. Another point of gratitude is, well, I get to relax. I get to kick back a little more. Life before COVID-19 was go, 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 faster, 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 do it, do it, do it. Don't forget to RSVP, otherwise you'll be missing out. Right now, though, since mid-March, is the most ease, the greatest peace of mind I've felt in a very, very long time. The world has stopped, and I, a sheep, realize I don't need to run with the flock anymore. At least, not as much as I used to. Others worry. Yet, I have faith in myself that I'm able to do my best with the will to execute. Being capable is one of the biggest items of relief for a wary mind. Being able to be the rock in a flood, to be strong in the gale. It is peaceful. All this in addition to being responsible for my own well-being, which I now have the chance to prioritize. The fourth bit of gratitude I have here is that I get to daydream. This is a once-in-a-century or more event. What will the world be like tomorrow? What will people be like tomorrow? Our society? Well, we'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, I'm going to find out who I am. Maybe who you are. And cherish whoever is found. These people that wake up tomorrow and live will be the ones to make the most out of whatever is to come. They will persevere and they will persist. Really, thank you, listener, for lending an ear. I'm still on vacation. I guess I'll be seeing you next week for a fun topic. The games that most impacted who I am as a person. Keep an eye out for that on Friday morning. Cheers for now.